We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. It's quarter number four, the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And DraftKings has a big announcement. They are now offering mobile casino in Pennsylvania. DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino offers an endless amount of casino games to play, all from the comfort of your own home. Right now, all first-time casino players can play up to $200 risk-free first 24 hours of casino play. Did you take note of that, Bobby? If you haven't already.
Jimmy, thank goodness you haven't gotten involved in horse race betting yet, because I think we're seeing the start of a beautiful relationship between you and gambling, and it seems like it's getting a little bit more significant every week we talk to you.
I got to concede, I enjoy it. It makes the games more fun, and now, you know, not having to travel to the casino, but I'm right here in my home, I'm playing blackjack. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
And you got all the other games. They have slots and roulette, table games with live dealers. All you got to do, download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use promo code KSN, and you play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. By the way, I did take full advantage of that, and I won, too. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's quarter number four, and I have with me Andrew P. Shea and Bob Flounders, and we have a new series, and I think this one's going to be great, too. We're going to talk about players who are in that position where this is their make-or-break season. And since this was your idea, Bob, we're going to start with you. I put this on you, so if people don't like it, it's all your fault. But
that's the way it should be.
Taking responsibility. I like that. And what we're going to do, we're going to try and do it by position as much as possible, but we're going to talk about the players. We're going to start with the defensive backs. We have three of them on the list. We're going to start with redshirt sophomore Trent Gordon, who has moved from cornerback to safety. He right now is listed as third team behind Tyler Rudolph. So he's out of Texas. He was a three-star recruit from Texas. So, Bob, I'll start with you. Explain a little bit what the standard is for this make-or-break season, and then let's hear about Trent Gordon.
Yeah, so I looked at the roster, and it's essentially, I think we're going to talk about maybe as many as 15 kids over the course of this, maybe three a week. But scholarship players largely that are at least in their third year, third, fourth, maybe even fifth year, that haven't really maybe fulfilled a set role on offense or defense as of yet, and kind of the clock may or may not be ticking. Now, as we discuss these players, a couple of rules. We might disagree, or we might decide that maybe they are not in a make-or-break year. They still have more time. But I think many of these probably do fall in that category. Andy Shea and I will talk about it, and we'll kind of just give our opinions. And also, just remember, one of the reasons why they're make-or-break years, the way that James Franklin and his staff are recruiting, even though it seems like a couple of these players may have a lot of time, the reality is with what's coming behind them, you could argue that they really don't, because there's so many good players, young players, first and second year players in the system, that I think the window is a lot narrower, it's not as big of a window that you have to kind of establish yourself, because the competition in the, on the depth chart, as you see it, like the running back position, it's so much more intense, and there's not as much room for error. So we could talk about Trent Gordon, Jimmy mentioned, third year player, did some good things late in the year as a corner, redshirt sophomore. They moved him to safety. The question is, did they do that because of the need at safety, or did they do that because they really like some of the young corners to go with Tariq Castro Fields? What's your thoughts on Trent before I give you mine, AJ?
Well, they've done a good job of moving guys to safety and from the other side of the ball and recognizing guys who could, you know, move from either defensive back or on the other side of the ball to be safety. So I think, I don't know, I do not see it as a make or break year for him. Mm-hmm. You know, a little bit of a position change. I think he started to become more comfortable as a defensive back. Doesn't matter. It does matter where you play, but you're still getting on the field and playing. He looked good like the second half of the season. You know, you saw him getting a little bit more and a little bit more playing time. I see that as good. He's only a redshirt sophomore. So I don't think time is against him. And I think with the safety position and what they have, I do not see it as a make or break year for Trent Gordon.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you on this one because of his age. I'm going to agree, but I did, and I also look at the success Penn State's had at the safety position, moving players late in their careers to safety. They've been able to have good redshirt junior and redshirt senior years. I don't think you can ding him because he's changing, he's learning a new position. So I think the expectations should probably be somewhat tempered this year. He's probably more of a candidate next year. And I'm looking behind him at some of – it's not like they have a deep young safety reserve behind him. That could change, though, maybe at this time next year. They're starting to get some good candidates in there, a kid like Enzo Jennings, some other players. Right now, though, I think you got to give him the benefit of the doubt. I would say I agree with you, not a make-or-break year for Trent Gordon, but I'll be curious to see what kind of development he can do this year because it's not like the safety room is super crowded. There's another player we're going to talk about for sure, but I think you got to give Trent Gordon another year, not make or break for me.
All right. In an unusual circumstance, I agree with both you. I think combine that change of position, and he's still just a redshirt sophomore. All right. Next up, redshirt junior Jonathan Sutherland at safety. He is listed as second team behind Jaquan Brisker. And he was a four-star recruit out of Virginia. Let's start with you, Andrew P., on this one. Jonathan Sutherland.
Yeah, so he's a redshirt junior. He played regularly in 18, I thought. Like, you saw him in the rotation. He was on the field. He even made a start 2 years ago, played in all 13 games, and he was part of the mix. I didn't think he was part of the mix as much last year.
Yeah.
I thought he was primarily a special teams guy. You saw him less frequently at safety. He is a redshirt junior. This is make or break because he made his first impact at a level and then he went down. So this is it. This is his last crack. I was a little surprised Jaquan Brisker beat him onto the field consistently that early, coming in as a JUCO guy. So it's a make or break year, and returning to more of his 2018 role would be good for him.
Yeah, Andy, you couldn't have said it better. I agree with a lot of your thoughts. It caught me by surprise. I know you're a big Jaquan Brisker fan, first of all. You thought of all the JUCOs, he was a guy that had the physical skills to maybe make a more immediate impact. It turns out you were right. He was definitely ahead of Jonathan Sutherland by the end of the year. Now, Jonathan Sutherland does have some value to this team. He's a special teams captain, and that is a big point of emphasis
with
James Franklin at Penn State. But I would say if he wants to, you know, be – to me, he's for him to be an impact player on the defense, he's got to be the third safety, right? And if he's not the third – he doesn't necessarily have to start, but they're going to play more than two safeties. I'm not so sure that he is the third safety, and the other irony is that it might be Trent Gordon, who it's not a make or break year for. We just decided he might be the guy that
beats
could
him
actually,
out.
He could, if he hits the ground running and they like him, he might be the guy that kind of pushes Jonathan Sutherland almost into a full-time special teams role. I agree, it's absolutely when you're a redshirt junior and we're not really sure where you are on the depth chart. This is absolutely a make-or-break year for Jonathan as far as making a significant impact on the defensive side. He still has a lot of value at Penn State because of what he can do on special teams. But as a defensive player, I mentioned Enzo Jennings. I just feel like if we don't see him on the field quite a bit when football returns, guys, I just think that guys are going to either have caught him or passed him. He's got to make a big move this year.
Gee, there's way too much agreement going on here. I do not like that. All right, let's move on to our third player for this week, and that is a redshirt junior cornerback, Donovan Johnson. He was a four-star recruit out of Michigan, and right now on the depth chart, he's listed as the starter, but some of these names that are right behind him, Marquise Wilson and Joey Porter, so he's got a lot of young talent nipping at his heels. Let's start with you on this one, Bob.
Yeah, Jimmy, so the thing with Donovan, and everyone knows it, it's been injuries. Penn State doesn't really talk about injuries, but you hear the whispers. He hasn't been on the field. A player that 2 years ago I thought would definitely be a starter or a third corner by now. Last year was kind of a write-off for him because of an injury. Don't know what it was. He's now late in his career, and Penn State has transitioned the cornerback room. It's Tariq Castro-Fields and a bunch of really talented second-year players. Keaton Ellis is one. They really like him. Joey Porter's another. Marquise Wilson is a third. After that, it's Donovan Johnson. So when I think of the Penn State corner room, even though I don't care what the depth chart says, if I'm Terry Smith, he's probably my fifth guy, and that's not a good sign for a veteran corner. And as I said, these young guys are only going to get better. If he can't establish a role as a top four corner this year, I think really for him, he's just going to be a special teams guy at Penn State if he can stay healthy, Andy. For me, of the three players we talked about, even more than Jonathan Sutherland, I think because of his injury history and the talent in the corner room, it is absolutely, absolutely make or break for Donovan Johnson.
Yeah, don't forget he was, and you know, he's had the injuries, and he was suspended for Correct. The opening game last year. So he's had, you know, for violation of team rules. So it hasn't been exactly a rosy, and he didn't have a great summer leading into 2019 either, if you remember.
Right.
Like, he wasn't high thought of. So maybe a slot corner spot at best, it feels like. I'll tell you what I think. Yes, it's a make or break, and I see it breaking him. I don't think he finds the field in 2020 when we get back. And of the guys, the corners on the depth chart, even though they have him first, I think he's the strongest candidate to be a grad transfer.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. I was thinking about that.
Yeah, I mean, with all those young guys. So I just don't see a role for him.
All right, we're all in agreement on that one also. Did I name the winner? I forgot. It was Brad from San Francisco is our winner. That's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to join us next time.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
So, what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma. Or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app now and use promo code KSN to play your first 24 hours of casino risk-free up to $200. That's promo code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.